most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tabarkin.
Roddy, hi, everybody. Welcome to Trust Your Luck. I tell you what, find a neighbor that hasn't seen the show. I guarantee they'll sit and expect a nice little quiet game show, and by the time this game is about three quarters through, they'll be screaming and yelling and going crazy, I promise you. If they don't, they get double their money back. So join us and have them join us, because we're talking big bucks with three great players. Let's meet them right now, starting with our first player, Sammy Crespi. Yeah. Sammy, how are you?
All right, Peter.
Now, Sammy, you have some kind of a that's incredible story to tell us. What happened to you coming here?
Yesterday, we were getting ready for today. We went to have a nice barbecue to be relaxed, and we got stopped. Expired tags on the car, and it wasn't registered yet. It will be soon. I didn't have my license on me. The cop was real nice. He let us go because we were on the show. He told me to avoid the whammies and don't be greedy, but I'm pressing my luck. Yeah!
The police are out to protect you, Sammy. Where are you from?
New York.
New York? I thought you're from Texas.
No, I was born there, yeah.
But a New York accent. Good luck to you, Sammy.
All right,
our second player is our champ, Mike Poyani, with $13,198. And Mike, I detected a little accent on your part. Where are you from?
I'm from Parsippany, New Jersey, which is right by New York City.
So we're talking New York, New Jersey here.
Yeah, with New York, New Jersey.
I would feel like we're taping the show in New York. It feels like a different place. All right, New York, New Jersey, and you got big bucks, and you're looking for more bucks.
That's right.
All right, let's talk to our third player, Josie Johnson. Hi, Josie. Yeah, Josie, where are you from?
I'm from originally Chicago, but raised here.
All right, we got New York, and we got New Jersey, we got Chicago. This is a show with all kinds of people coming from all over the country. Isn't this great? And, Josie, what do you do?
I'm a librarian assistant for the city.
All right, well, then whammies are something that you can just stick on the shelf and deal with at another time. All right, let's play the game. Big bucks. Multiple choice answer, one spin. Give me a buzz in it. Mike?
Four.
Is it four, one, or two, Sammy?
I'll say two, Peter.
What do you say, Josie?
Two, Peter.
The kids kept us together. Say two out of five Marys. Sammy gets a spin. Josie gets a spin. That's one. Here we go with the second question. If someone handed you a knish, what would you do with it? Mike.
You would eat it.
Would you eat it, wear it, or play it, Sammy?
You better eat it.
What are you going to do with it, Josie?
I'm going with the New Yorkers. Eat it.
Well, I hope you take that knish and eat it. Sammy goes to two, Mike three, Josie two. Our producer tried to play it. Didn't sound too bad. It was interesting. All right, next question. Which former president... All right, the first shot at the board, over $13,000 on it, some prizes and some whammies. Stay away from the whammies. Obviously, you want to win this round for the money and to play last in the final round. You know what happens with four whammies, and you can pass your remaining spins during your turn, if you so desire. Fewest spins first. Josie, that's you with two of them.
Come on, I'm ready. Come on, stop.
Stop an electric typewriter, Josie. That's worth $500. One spin, first place.
Okay, come on, no whammies. Come on, stop.
Stop in Monterey, California. A trip, Josie, worth $591, $1,091. First place for now. Let's see what Sammy can do with three spins.
All right, Peter, this first one is for Pat and Nikki. Here we go, Pat, Nikki, and stop.
Stop.
Now that I'm a star, I need makeup.
Gotta listen to the policeman, Sammy. Two spins,
all
one
right.
Whammy. Ready?
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, big box. Nelson and the boys, big box. Let's go and stop.
Stop at $550. Okay. Second place, one spin left.
Peter, pressing on.
All right.
Pressing on. Okay, Jeff and Evan, this one's for you, boys. Here we go. Big box. Stop.
Stop at big box. $15.50, first place for now. Let's see what Mike can do with six spins. Mike?
Okay, here we go. We're pressing our luck. Ready? And stop.
Stop at $470. Third place, five spins.
I'm pressing my luck. And stop.
Stop at 500. 970. Third place, four spins.
I'm pressing my luck.
All right.
Pressing my luck. And stop.
Stop at 525. 1495. Second place, $55 less than Sammy, three spin.
I'm pressing my luck.
Right.
I'm pressing my luck. No whammies. And stop.
Stop.
This ought to do it. Oh, no.
Feel better?
I feel better.
Okay, Mike, two more to go.
Get it out now.
Yeah, here we go.
We're pressing our luck. We're getting big bucks on this one. And stop.
Stop at a stereo, Mike. A stereo has a value of $420. Third place, one more spin.
I'm going to press my luck.
All right.
Climb the ladder.
Place. So far, Sammy's got it.
And stop.
Stop at a portable TV, Mike. That has a value of $370. Mike, $790. Josie, $1091. Sammy, $1550. You get it. First place, the advantage. We'll be right back. I got these words for holding you down the stage. Where you are. New Jersey and Chicago. More spins. You want more spins?
Yeah.
I'll give you the questions. You give me the answers, and we'll get you spins. That's as far as we can go, and the spins in this round can be worth, well, as much as $5,000. Not bad.
All right.
I think it's a pretty good deal. All right, here goes the first question. According to the book, I Wish My Parents Understood, what fraction of today's teenage girls said they want to have children? Sammy?
I'll say a half.
Is it one half, one quarter, or three quarters, Mike?
I'm going to go with a half.
What are you going to go with, Josie?
A fourth.
A fourth, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Of the teenage gals queried, three quarters say they want kids. Wow. We're just talking about children. I think it's real nice that three quarters of the teenage girls. By the way, were these married? We're going to go to the next question. Why not? Movie star and full-figured woman Jane Russell has become well known as a spokeswoman for which company's, Mike?
Playtex.
Which company's undergarments? Is it Playtex, Bally, or Maiden Form, Sammy?
Playtex, Peter.
What do you think, Josie?
Playtex.
Jane Russell extols the virtues of Playtex. Sammy is spin, Mike three, Josie is spin. Third one. You guys are on a roll now. Here's one for your sweet tooth. What color are 40% of the M&Ms in a package? Josie?
Orange.
Is it orange, red, or brown, Sammy?
I'm going to go with brown, Peter.
What are you going to go with, Mike?
Yeah, brown, you never want them, and they're always there.
Do we need a whole speech, Mike? I mean, Mike's doing his own show here. But you're right, Mike, they're brown. 40% of them. Sammy, the two. Mike, four. How can you can't keep a New Yorker or a New Jersey guy quiet. There's no possible way, right? Let's move along here. Did I get a light? Okay, next question. Beef, chicken, or pork? Which one do Americans eat more of, Mike?
Beef.
Is it beef, chicken, or pork, Sammy?
It's beef.
What do you think it is, Josie?
Beef.
We eat more beef. Woo! Sammy goes to three, Mike to seven, and Josie to two. And these players going to big board, big bucks. Come on back for a big time. We're not kidding. We'll be jumping out of your seat. Big bucks time. This is when we get down to serious business. Over $100,000 up there on the board. There's a Caribbean cruise. There's a car, a tent trailer, a daytime Emmys. That's where you get to be our guest in New York at the daytime Emmys with all kinds of wonderful stars and beautiful people and all the daytime stars and me too. So you want all those bucks. You don't want the whammies. And Sammy, you'll play last with $1,550. Mike, you're first with $790 and seven big spins. You ready, Mike?
Big spins, big bucks here. Ready? And stop.
Stop at $750. Good start. 1546, baby.
Pressing my luck.
Second place.
I am pressing my luck. And stop.
Stop. At least you cleaned your windows, Mike. We left you with five spins. What do you want to do?
I'm going to press my luck.
All right, here we go.
Ready, and stop.
Stop and go back to space to 4,000 and spin. First place, five spins.
I'm pressing my luck. I'm pressing my luck because I'm on the big ones. And stop.
Stop at 800 more. 4,800. Four spins.
I'm pressing my luck.
Go.
With four spins, I'm going, and I want a big stop.
Stop at 1,000 and spin. 5,800, still have your four spins, about 4,300 more, then Sammy.
I'm going, I'm pressing my luck, right up there, right up there,
stop at $2,000, 7,800, Mike, three spins, press your luck real fast.
I'm pressing my luck.
Here we go.
I'm pressing it, there's a lot of big bucks for me out there, stop!
Hey, Ken, I got your money, it's the Wi-Fi!
Mike, you want to stop and call your doctor?
Yeah, I need to
go. You have three whammies, no dollars. You have two spins. One more whammy, you'll be out of the game.
I'm going to press.
All right, Mike, here we go. Look for big bucks.
I need big bucks to spin. And stop.
Stop at a Heritage Tour, Mike. That tour has a value of $2,016. First place, one spin.
First place with a spin. I'm pressing it.
Press on.
One
here
spin,
we go.
No problem. And stop.
Stop at 3,000 and a spin. 5,016, one spin. Mike, still have three whammies. Press the left or pass. You have about 3,500 more than Sammy. Here
I
we go.
I am going to press. I like to live it. Let's go, baby. And stop.
Stop at 1,000 and spin. 6,016 to 201 spin. About 4,500 more than Sammy. What do you want to do?
One more time.
One more time. Heard that before.
And stop.
Stop at 3,000 and a spin. Mike, 9,016. Still have your one spin.
Passing Sammy.
Now your pass goes to Sammy. Don't take it yet, Sammy. You can think about it. Let's go to Josie with 10, with 1,091. Two spins. Josie, ready?
I'm going for it, yeah.
Here we go. All of Chicago is on your feet. Stop at daytime, Eddie. That's it for New York. It's worth $2,814. 3905. Second place. One spin, Josie.
Going for it. Come
on. Get something in initial spin. Stop at 2,250. 6,155. Second place, Sammy. Up to you. With one spin, you have to
take
your
time. Peter! Sammy, no whammies, and stop!
Stop it after football, Sammy. That trip was 1488. Brings you up to 3,038. Three spins. You can now press your luck to pass third place.
I'm going, Peter.
Okay,
I'm here.
Go.
Sammy, we don't want no whammies, and stop!
No!
Oh, Sammy, the whammy. He left you with two spins, though.
So okay.
Start all
I'm
over
back.
Again.
I'm back.
Back. Look at the
back.
Big box.
We're going. We're pressing it up. Come on. Big box. Big box. Sammy don't want no whammies. And stop.
Stop. Sammy, let's talk for a moment. You have three whammies, no dollars, one spin. One more whammy, not only are you out of the game, Mike would be champ with 9,016. You can elect to go. If you do, you'll need something with additional spin to stay in the game. You can pass it to Mike. If he whammies, then Josie's the champ.
5,000 and a spin.
Looking for something with additional spin. Mike,
let's go.
Hang on, Sammy. Big spin.
Big ones and a spin. Stop.
Stop at $500. It is not enough. And Mike, you are the champ today with $9,016. Whoa. $16. And Mike, you're going to get a chance to hear your illustrious son tell you about what you won. Rod, go for it.
All right, Peter. Mike, you have won an 8-day American Heritage Tour. We'll fly you and your companion round trip coach to New York where you'll join your fully escorted Cosmos Motor Coach Tour. You'll visit some of America's most historic sites: Mount Vernon, Jamestown, Williamsburg, Yorktown, Valley Forge, and Independence Hall from Cosmos Tours. That prize totals $2,016, combined with the $7,000 in cash you won today, and the $13,198 in cash and prizes you won previously, gives you a grand total, Mike, of $22,214. Congratulations!
Wow, Mike, $22,214. You did it on three whammies. You were right there in the face of defeat, and you pulled it out. How does it feel to have that kind of bread?
I can't really realize it now. I just can't wait to go home and total it up, and then I'll just have to die somewhere.
Who's at home that you have to say hello to?
I want to say hello to my family. They'll be watching me. My father, Cleto, Janet, my mom, Bert, my brother, and Karen, my sister. They'll all be watching this one.
Is there anyone you left out?
Let's see. There was the gas station guy.
Mike! We'll see you next time. And Sammy and Josie, we've got some nice prizes for you, so you don't leave empty-handed.
Right.
Thank you for being with us. Woo! I have a goodie. Before we leave, here's one from Pearl Davis of Knoxville, Tennessee. The Whammy is definitely not a nice guy. He'll take your money and wave bye-bye. He doesn't care how little. He doesn't care how much. And he never seems to lose his touch. And maybe one day the tables will turn and you can all get even with that little worm. That's right, Pearl. Thank you very much. I have one more here from Mrs. Helen Berry of Spring City, Pennsylvania. And she writes in, there once was a whammy from Kent who believed in paying no rent. He'd steal what he could, which wasn't so good. Can you guess where that whammy was sent? Very nice, Helen. Thank you very much for both poems, Helen and Pearl. And we'll be back with Crazy Mike next time. Until then, this is Peter Tamarkin saying thanks for trusting your luck. Bye-bye.
She's gorgeous. They're average. She's sweet. There premieres June 15th at 10 on GSN, the network for games. Duck. It's Jimmy Games Thursday. At 9, it's Match Game. At 9:30, Lingo. Then on GSN at 10, Kenny versus Spenny. This week, who is the better actor? Will Kenny's Theater of the Absurd entrance the critics? Or will Spenny's method acting up stage him?
Five lousy times you think I beat him just once.
At 9, it's Match Game, followed by Lingo. Then at 10, Kenny versus Spenny. Only on GSN, the network for games.